good morning.
大家早晨。
My name is Vincent. I'm one of the pastors here at Home Church.
我是陈荣信传道。
As you can see, Pastor Andy's not here today. He's on holidays for the next 2 weeks, so you have to bear with me.
就正如大家所见，安牧师今个星期唔喺度，所以你就要对住我啦。
Yeah. And to my left is Florence.
大家好，我是 Florence.
This is her first time interpreting for us, so really excited about that.
今天就是我第一次为中文堂来翻译。
So the last time I was in Hong Kong was in 2008.
我上一次翻香港的时候是2008年。
It was an emergency trip.
是一个紧急的旅程来的。
My grandma was in the hospital and needed surgery.
我妈就入了医院，还需要施手术。
But she had refused.
但她又不肯做手术。
You know, all my aunts and uncles and cousins and my parents tried to convince her to do the surgery.
我冚唪唥成家親戚啊，包括我父母在內，都係想勸佢話要做手術啊。
But she just flat out refused.
但佢點佢哋點勸都唔肯做。
So I said, let me talk to her.
咁我就話，唉，等我試下啦。
Because you see, that side of the family still believes in the patriarchal family system.
咁我嗰一邊嘅屋企人都比較重視呢個父權嘅制度啊。
So as the eldest male Chan grandchild, it was sort of a Hail Mary attempt to see if my voice had any weight with my grandma.
咁身為陳家嘅最大嘅男孫咧，咁可能我講嘅嘢都有份量嘅。
And so we called her at the hospital.
咁我哋喺醫院度打電話俾佢啦。
So I started talking to her in my broken Chinese.
我就用我呢個破碎嘅中文就同佢講啦。
And somewhere in that conversation, I had said, you know, if you go ahead with the surgery, I will come visit you.
我就同佢講話，如果咧你肯做手術嘅話咧，我就嚟探你啦。咁樣。
Because the last time I was Hong Kong before that was like 15 years ago.
咁喺當時再嚟上一次翻香港都係15年前嘅事。
So I said it without really thinking.
咁我講嗰陣咧都冇話好深入去諗嘅。
I honestly didn't think it was going to work.
講真，我都唔覺得會行得通嘅。
But she actually said yes.
但佢有應承喎。
And I remember hanging up the phone, and I was like, "What did I just do?"
咁我 cut 咗電話之後就諗啦，死啦，我做咗啲咩啊
？So next day I went to work, and I had to ask for emergency leave.
咁之後嗰日翻工，我即刻去請假。
I flew to Hong Kong within the week.
喺嗰個星期之內就翻咗香港。
I went to the hospital to my grandma's bedside.
去到醫院，嚟到我阿嫲嘅床邊。
Where she was actually recovering already.
佢已經喺度從手術到康復㗎。
Because she had this tremendous faith that I was actually going to come to visit her to keep my word.
原來咧，佢對於我喺電話所講嘅嘢咧，係有非常之大嘅信心。
And so she went ahead with the surgery.
所以喺打電話之後嗰日咧，就即刻施咗手術啦。
But here's the point of this story.
但係故事嘅重點就嚟啦。
See, while we were by her bedside, we were making small talk.
咁我喺佢床邊咧，就同佢傾下閒偈。
And eventually she asked, "No, how was work? You know, what are you doing now?"
咁佢最終咧就嚟到一個問題話，啊，你而家做緊咩工啊
？So I thought this was going to be a great opportunity to share the great news and have her be proud of me.
咁我就諗啊，大好機會可以同佢分享下我呢一個好消息啦。
So I shared that I was going to start my master's degree in the fall.
咁我就同佢講話啊，我嚟緊呢一個秋季咧，就開始我嘅碩士課程。
Because my grandma was, my grandparents value education.
咁我阿爺阿嫲咧，佢哋都好重視學業呢一方面嘅。
And I honestly thought, you know, just based on that alone, she would be proud of me.
咁我就諗住單憑呢一句，其實就已經可以令到佢哋好為我驕傲。
Then she asked.
跟住佢就問啦。
Studying what?
讀咩啊
？Now I hesitated, because as a traditional Chinese family, I knew the only correct answer.Was doctor, lawyer, engineer, or accountant?
咁我就停頓咗一陣，因為我知道咧喺一個傳統嘅中國人嘅家庭入邊咧，唯一一個正確嘅答案就係做醫生啊、做律師啊、會計師、工程師咁樣。
So I was trying to figure out how to share, you know, the sort of disappointing news with just minimal impact.
咁我就諗，唉，絞盡腦汁諗住點樣可以喺最低傷害之下，可以同佢講呢個比較失望嘅信息。
But I eventually had to tell the truth.
咁我最終都係要同佢講真話嘅。
So I was doing my master's to become a pastor.
我做讀碩士咧，係要成為一個牧者，一個傳道人。
And then silence.
一片肅靜。
Now in reality, it was probably only a couple of seconds, but it felt like forever.
咁現實中可能淨係過咗幾秒，但係感覺就好似過咗好耐咁。
And then she finally said.
佢最後都話。
And I will never forget this.
佢呢一句我呢一世都唔會唔記得。
Well, at least you're still saving lives.
啊，至少你仲係喺度拯救緊生命。
And I stood there shocked.
我好震驚啊！佢呢句。
Because I care deeply about what she thought.
因為我好在意佢嘅諗法。
You know, as Asian children, we always want to make our elders proud, which in turn is a form of honor.
我哋作為細路係好想去孝敬我哋嘅前輩，好想令佢哋為我哋驕傲。
But what made this moment extraordinary wasn't simply that I told my Buddhist grandma that I was going into ministry.
但係呢一刻最奇妙嘅唔係我同我當時佛教嘅嫲嫲同佢講話我要做成為傳道人。
It was that she accepted it.
係佢接受咗呢一個消息。
But it didn't stop there.
但係又唔止喎。
Because apparently telling her that I was going into ministry gave me an opportunity to minister. To my grandma.
正正就係呢一個對話，就係俾咗我有機會可以向我阿嫲分享福音。
I got to pray for her.
我可以為佢禱告。
Now, yes, I prayed in English.
當然啦，我用英文祈禱啦。
Wish she did not understand a single word.
佢一粒字都聽唔明嘅。
You know, as I was praying.
我同佢祈禱嘅時候咧。
No, I could hear her speaking Chinese.
都有幾次咧，佢用中文講話。
You know, like, ah, 仲未祈完啊？啊，咁耐。
He's still not
praying. 唔使祈咁耐啊。I will never forget that moment.
我永遠都唔會忘記呢一刻。
Because here I was.
因為我正正就喺度。
Being an ordinary person.
一個好平凡嘅人。
Experiencing an extraordinary moment.
正在喺度經歷緊一個好奇。
From an extraordinary God.
非凡嘅時刻，從一個好非凡嘅神。
Today we are continuing our summer series on Acts.
今日咧，我哋就繼續我哋夏季嘅呢個講道系列。
The ordinary people, extraordinary God.
平凡嘅人，非凡嘅神。
And unlike past weeks, we're not just going to focus on a particular event in the Book of Acts, but instead focusing on an ordinary person who had an encounter with an extraordinary God.
咁今日咧，我哋唔會淨係注重某一樣事，我哋而係睇一個人。
And we're going to see how our lives mirror His.
跟住我哋就嚟睇下我哋嘅生活點樣係可以同。
So if you are following in our notes, the big idea for today is this.
今日嘅核心主題咧就係
God takes ordinary people with ordinary skills in ordinary places and in ordinary relationships and uses them for extraordinary purposes.
神就係點樣將平凡嘅人有平凡嘅技能喺平凡嘅地方同埋平凡嘅關係之中運用佢哋發揮出非凡嘅作為。
Today we're going to talk about Paul.
今日咧，我哋就嚟讲下保罗呢个人啦。
Now before he was Paul, he was Saul.
咁保罗之前咧，原来系叫扫罗。
He was born in Tarsus, a major city known for the trade and learning and culture.
佢系一个叫大扫嘅城市出世，佢一个即系比较发达嘅城市嚟嘅。
Now he was a Roman citizen.
佢一个罗马嘅公民。
Which means he has significant privileges and legal protections.
佢呢一个身份都俾佢有一啲社会上嘅优势啦。
He was also a devout Jew and a Pharisee.
佢亦都系一个好虔诚嘅腓利士人，一个犹太人。
Trained in Jerusalem under Gamaliel.
唔好意思，法利赛人。
Trained in Jerusalem under Gamaliel.
佢喺加马利底之下系有受过教育嘅。
He was one of the most respected teachers of his generation.
咁当时佢系都系一个好好被尊重嘅一位教师。
Which means Saul was educated.
咁扫罗其实都系一个好有高等教育嘅人。
He was disciplined.
佢好有自律嘅。
He was influential.
佢系好有影响力嘅。
He was successful by the standards of his days.
喺呢一个时代，佢系视为好成功嘅一个人。
Saul knew the Hebrew scripture inside and out.
扫罗对于经文亦都系好熟悉嘅。
But he wasn't just a bystander of the early Christian movement.
但系佢对于早期嘅基督教嘅运动唔只系一个旁观者。
Because he was determined to destroy the followers of Jesus.
因为佢已经落定咗心水，话要摧毁跟随基督嘅人。
He was determined to throw them in jail, house to house. He sincerely believed he was doing the right thing.
佢佢好肯定佢咁样对佢哋系做咗啱嘅事。
Then came the road to Damascus.
跟住咧就嚟到大马士革呢一。
See, Saul was on his way to Damascus.
咁掃羅就喺喺去大馬士革嘅路上。
Now he had official authority to arrest followers of Jesus when suddenly a light from heaven came and blinded him.
突然之間，從天上面有一個好勁嘅光芒。
He fell down on the road and he heard, "Saul, Saul, why have you persecuted me?"
佢跌到喺路上，仲聽見話，掃羅，掃羅，你為何要背叛我？
Who are you, Lord? Saul asked.
主啊，你係邊個啊？掃羅咁問。
I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting.
我係耶穌，正係你背叛緊嘅人。
Imagine that moment.
想像喺呢一刻。
This man hunting down followers of Jesus.
呢一個人，佢係追殺緊跟隨主嘅人。
Is suddenly face to face with Jesus.
突然之間又見到佢，正正就係見到耶穌呢一個人。
Every assumption that Saul had built on about his life, everything that he knew, came crashing down.
佢所認識佢呢一世嘅所佢呢一世所學到嘅嘢，全即係對於耶穌嘅印象，全部都喺呢一刻都冇曬啦。
And when Saul, so when Saul got up, he discovered that he was blind.
掃羅佢起身嘅時候咧，發現佢自己盲咗喎。
His companions had led him to into Damascus, where he spent 3 days without eating or drinking.
佢嘅同伴帶佢嚟到大馬士革，佢喺嗰度花咗三日時間，係冇食冇飲冇食嘢冇飲嘢。
At the same time, across the city, a disciple named Ananias was going on about his day.
喺呢個時刻咧，有一個名叫 Ananias。亞拿尼亞嘅一個使徒喺度。
When he heard the Lord say to him,
神就同呢一個亞拿尼亞就同佢講啦。
He said, "Go and ask for a man named Saul. He's praying. He's expecting you. Go and restore his sight."
佢就話去揾一個名叫掃羅嘅人。佢正在禱告緊，佢等緊你去恢復佢嘅視力啦。
Now he knew who Saul was, and he knew how dangerous he was.
嗱，佢知道掃羅呢個人都係咩名都係咩名堂噶啦。
But when God speaks, you listen and obey.
但係神講嘅嘢咧，係我哋係要遵守嘅。
So he went and found Saul.
咁佢就去咗揾掃羅啦。
Laid his hands on him.
同佢按手。
Called him brother Saul.
稱呼佢為兄弟。
And immediately Saul's sight was restored.
喺呢一個時刻，掃羅嘅佢恢復，即係睇得翻嘢啦。
He was baptized.
佢受浸禮。
Ate and regained his strength.
食翻嘢又恢復翻力量。
And began proclaiming Jesus.
跟住就喺度宣告神嘅宣告耶穌。
Now he came out of that room.A completely different man with a new name, Paul.
咁掃羅出咗嚟之後，就完全係改變咗一個人，就叫名叫保羅啦。
Now he had the same education.
咁佢一樣都係一樣嘅教育程度。
Same background.
同樣嘅背景。
Same zeal, just aimed at a completely new direction.
同樣嘅熱情，但係佢呢一個熱情係向擺咗喺另外一個方面上面。
The man who once hunted Christians.Suddenly became one of the greatest voices Christianity has ever had.
從以前係殺害基督徒嘅人，而家變成咗其中一個最偉大嘅基督徒。
That's Paul.
呢個就係保羅啦。
An ordinary man.
一個好普通嘅人。
Who had an extraordinary encounter with an extraordinary God.
同一個好非凡嘅神有咗一個好非凡嘅遇見。
And was never the same again.
從此之後就再不一樣。
You see, God didn't waste Paul's past.
神其實佢冇浪費保羅嘅過去喎。
So the very first lesson from Paul that we can apply to our lives is this.
同我哋可以同保羅學習嘅一個地方就係
that God can use what you already have.
神可以運用你已經有嘅嘢。
Think about it.
諗下啦。
You know, Paul had this incredible encounter with Jesus.
保羅同耶穌有一個咁奇妙嘅遇見。
And Jesus doesn't say, you know, forget your past, forget everything you learned to this point, we're going to start over.
佢冇同佢講話，哇！你呢一世到而家咧，以前錯過嘅所有嘢，全部都要忘記，都要放棄。而家我哋重新開始過。
Paul was still Paul.
保羅仍然係佢自己。
He was still educated.
佢仍然係被受過教育嘅。
He still knew scripture inside and out.
佢仍然係非常之熟悉經文。
He still knew how to reason, how to communicate, how to move between cultures.
佢依然係擁有呢個理論溝通嘅能力，同唔同嘅文化之間互動嘅能力。
God didn't strip away any of that.
神係冇將呢啲嘢帶走嘅。
What changed wasn't what Paul had; it was what he used it for.
改變嘅唔係保羅有啲乜嘢，而係佢將佢擁有嘅嘢擺喺點樣運用。
And I think that's important for us because a lot of times when we talk about God's calling, we sort of assume that's starting over.
呢個都係好重要嘅，因為我哋可能對於呼召呢一個嘅印象咧，可能就係話要重新開始過咁。
No, we think, well, if God really called me, maybe I need to quit my job.
哇，神叫到我嘅話咧，咁我可能要辭去我而家嘅嗰份工作啦。
Maybe I need to go to Bible school.
哦，可能我要讀神學喎。
Maybe I need to become a pastor or a missionary.
可能我要成為一個牧師啊、宣教士咁樣。
And look, sometimes God does do that.
咁都唔係絕對嘅，有啲人真係係神係真係呼召佢成為牧師、宣教士咁。
But I don't think that's the only question worth asking.
但係呢一個唔單止呢一個問題，仲有一個問題好重要嘅。
I think another one that's worth it is asking God, how can you use what you've already given me?
另外一個好重要嘅問題就係，我可以點樣運用神已經給予我嘅嚟到為佢工作。
Because whoever you are,
無論你係邊個，
if you're a teacher,
你身為教師，
an accountant,
身為會計師，
a mechanic,
身為機械修理師，
a business owner,
是生意人,
a student,
學生,
a parent,
家長,
maybe even retired.
可能你是退休人士,
God can use you exactly where you are.
神可以運用你現在正正身處的地方,
with exactly what you have.
正正你擁有的東西.
You don't have to become someone else for God to use you.
神需要運用你, 不需要你成為第二個人.
And we see this in Acts chapter 22.
在《使徒行傳》第22章。
You know, see, when Paul had finally arrived in Jerusalem, sharing what God had, this is when Paul had finally arrived in Jerusalem, sharing what God had done among the Gentiles.
当保罗去耶路撒冷，佢就去喺度分享紧神点样喺外邦人做嘅事工。
But the Jews were upset at him.
但系啲犹太人又唔系好满意佢嘅行为。
No, there were bad rumors going around about Paul.
啲人开始造谣。
He was being accused. By the Jews for false teaching.
他忍受住猶太人話佢分享歪理嘅指控。
So they dragged him out, preparing to kill him.
準備話要殺害保羅。
What does Paul do?
但係保羅又點做咧？
No, he switches to the Hebrew language.
佢開始講希伯來文喎。
Which really caught the locals' attention.
咁呢個係好吸引到本地人嘅關注。
And then he shared that he was trained in Jerusalem.Under Gamaliel,
佢仲講話佢喺耶路撒冷受過加瑪列嘅教育。
He basically acknowledged how his past training and skills are still relevant to what he's doing today.
佢承認咗佢過去受到過嘅訓練同技能咧，係如何同佢今日所做嘅嘢有關，甚至係有幫助。
Because maybe you've been, you know, looking at your career, your education, your past, and you're thinking, well, that's just my life outside of the church. No, that's separate.
咁可能咧，你又喺度回望緊你嘅事業、你嘅學業、你嘅過去，喺度諗緊話，其實呢啲都係喺我喺教會之外嘅一個生活，係同神嘅工作冇關嘅。
But maybe God's looking at those same things and saying, "I've been actually been preparing you."
但可能神又望住呢啲事，其實喺度講緊話，我喺度為你準備。
You might not need to walk away from everything you've built.
你唔需要放棄你以前所建造嘅嘢。
But maybe God just wants to take what you already have and use it for His kingdom.
可能神只系想要攞你已经佢已经俾咗你嘅嘢，为将佢为佢嘅国度去行事。
We see this in the book of Esther.
喺以斯帖记都可以见到。
The Jews were facing genocide.
当时犹太人喺度面对紧种族灭绝。
Esther, who was a young Jewish woman, had become queen of Persia.
一个名叫以斯帖嘅犹太人嘅女子，
but she had not revealed of her Jewish identity to the king.
佢成为咗波斯国嘅皇后，但系冇向国王表示佢系犹太人嘅身份。
But the king was convinced to destroy the Jewish people. Sorry.
但系国王咧，佢又落定心水话要摧毁 遍布波斯国嘅犹太人。
This is when we arrive to Esther chapter 4 verse 14.
咁我哋嚟睇下以斯帖记四章十四节。如果你此时沉默不语，犹太人必从别处得解脱，蒙拯救。但你和你父亲一家必灭亡。谁知道你得了皇后之位，不是为了今日之事呢？
Has God been calling you to calling you for kingdom work?
神有冇呼召你为佢嘅国度行事？
Whatever God has already given you, whatever education you already have or currently taking, you know, whatever work experience or life experience you have, could God be saying, "I've given you all these things"?
神所赐俾你嘅嘢，无论系你嘅学业啊、工作上或者生活上嘅经历，会唔会就系神正在喺度为你做准备紧，你去为佢嘅国度行事
？I've given you all these things, and in words of Esther, who knows? But you have come to your calling from God for a time such as this.
好似以斯帖记咁样讲，谁知道你得到呼召，唔系就系为咗今日之事咧
？Consider this.
大家一齐谂下。
What has God already placed in your hands that meant that are meant to be used in your calling?
神已经将啲乜嘢放喺你嘅手中，为的可能就系喺你嘅呼召中加以运用。
Our second point is this that we can learn from Paul that God can use where you are already, where you already are.
神能够使用你已经身处嘅地方。
Now I want to really broaden this idea a little bit because when we talk about calling and work, you know, some of you might be already thinking, well, I'm retired or I'm just an employee or I'm just a student. What can I really do?
咁我想擴闊一下呢一個諗法嘅，因為我哋講到啊呼召啊工作啊呢啲話題咧，你當中可能有啲人會話，哎，我已經退咗休噶咯，或者我已經係打即係我打工仔嘅啫，或者我係淨係學生啫，我又冇打工，咁都唔係好關我事嘅喎。
The idea is actually this, that, you know, where you already are is wherever you spend your time and energy, all that is part of your calling.
咁放心，我哋又遇埋你嘅。我想带出嘅呢一点咧，就系你所有花费时间同精力嘅地方，就系你呼召嘅一部分。
Whether that be your job, your classroom, your volunteer work, or even your retirement.
无论系你工作上、学业上，或者你做嘅义工，或者你系退休生活上嘅，都所有呢啲都系。
And we see this happening in Acts chapter 18.
咁喺《使徒行传》第十八章一到四节有一个好好嘅例子。
See, Paul had just finished his ministry in Athens in chapter 17.
咁上一章经文啱啱先讲到话，保罗系喺雅典完成咗佢嘅事工。
He travels to Corinth, one of the major cities of the Roman world.
現在又立刻來到哥倫多，哥倫多又是一個羅馬帝國比較重要、比較主要的城市。
When he arrives, he meets Aquila and Priscilla, a Jewish couple who had recently come from Italy.
他到達的時候，他就跟雅居拉和白基拉會面。他們是當時因為命令了說猶太人需要離開羅馬，而他們是從義大利來到哥倫多的一對猶太夫婦。
What do they have in common?
咁佢哋同保罗又有啲咩共通点
？They're tent makers.
佢哋都系制造帐篷嘅。
So Paul moves in with them and he works with them day in day out alongside them.
咁佢哋同行嘅咧就所以保罗就同佢哋一齐住啊，一齐做工，日日都同佢哋喺埋一齐。
This means that the workplace became a place where relationships were developed.
咁保罗工作嘅地方其实就系佢培养关系嘅地方。
They work together.
佢哋一齐做工
，They ate together，
一齐食饭
，They traveled together，
一齐周围去
，They served together，
一齐服侍
，And eventually， Aquila and Priscilla became very important ministry partners of Paul。
咁最终呢一对夫妇都成为咗保罗嘅一个好重要嘅伙伴。
So something that began as we make tents together became we serve Jesus together。
咁可能一開始就係，我哋一齊製造帳篷，就變成咗我哋一齊服侍耶穌。
So Paul's ministry was not confined to the synagogue on the Sabbath.
保羅嘅事工唔限於喺禮拜日嘅會堂。
His everyday work was his place of ministry.
佢每一日嘅工作都係佢服侍嘅，都係佢呼召一部分。
Here's the distinction I want you to walk away with.
我想大家明白呢样嘢。
The traditional way we think about calling is calling means being a pastor or missionary or some official ministry position.
我哋对于呼召呢个可能比较传统嘅谂法，就系要等于话要做牧师、要做宣教士或者某个传道嘅工作。
But the biblical picture of calling is much bigger.
但是圣经的意思是远远超过这样的。
Calling is wherever God has placed you.
呼召就是神所摆放的地方。
Whatever God has entrusted in your hands.
神所委托你的事情。
Whether it be a desk job.
可能是
office job.
怎么说？可能是工作呢？
A classroom.
可能是课室呢？
A garden.Garage,
可能喺花园啊、车房咁。
Watching your grandchildren,
睇住你啲孙仔啊。
You know, Paul's work became one of the environments in which he lived out his calling.
保罗嘅事工就系佢听取呼召嘅地方。
So if we're to accept the fact that God's calling in our lives could be for anywhere, how do we actually bring the kingdom of God into wherever you spend your time?
咁我哋要去接受，原来神嘅呼召咧，佢其实系可以喺任何嘅地方实行嘅呢一个谂法。
And I want to be clear here. I don't mean walking around and quoting scripture.
咁我哋系有点样将神嘅呼召带落我哋每一日嘅生活入边咧？我哋首先咧，我嘅意思唔系话周街同我啲街坊邻里啊，系要引用经文咁样。
I don't mean going around and praying for people, even if they don't want prayer.
唔係見到人就話啊，我為你禱告，即使佢哋唔想要。
I'm talking about something quieter.
我講嘅係一個比較低調。
And honestly, probably harder.
可能仲比較難嘅添。
And I've said, like I said earlier, I'm talking about kingdom values and principles showing up in how you actually live and work.
咁我上次啱先都有提及過，我講緊嘅就係國度嘅價值同埋理念。
And some of them, for example, are integrity.
呢啲理念就包括咗真诚。
You know, you don't cut corners just because no one's watching.
即使喺冇人监管嘅情况下，仍然系保持住诚实嘅心。
Or excellence.
或者系优秀咧。
That you do good work not because someone else is demanding it, but because you represent Christ in that place.
我哋要尽所能嘅做，将所有事做到最好，因为我哋系基督嘅代表。
Others include servanthood, justice, compassion, generosity, reconciliation.
其他呢啲可能係謙卑嘅心啊，服侍嘅心，公平合理同情嘅心，同埋和解嘅心，呢啲都係包括在內。
So if you're still in the workplace, how do you treat people around you when no one's judging or grading your attitude?
咁如果你正在工作緊嘅人咧，喺冇人審視嘅態度下，你又點樣對待人哋咧
？If you're retired, how do you show up for your family, your neighbors, and the people you volunteer with?
你係退休人士嘅話咧，你又點樣為你嘅家人、你身邊嘅人去服侍咧
？Or if you're a student, how do you show up for a group project？
或者你係身為學生嘅，你又點樣喺一啲羣體作業入邊去效力咧
？Consider this，
細心諗下。
Where has God already placed you, and how can you live out kingdom values and principles？
神已經將你擺放喺一個點樣嘅地方，你又可以點樣活出國度嘅價值同埋理念呢
？The third lesson we can learn from Paul, our third and final one.
第三個我哋可以向保羅學習嘅地方
is that God can use you where you are willing to go.
神可以運用你有意思想要去嘅地方。
Because Paul didn't just have an encounter with Jesus and stay put.
保罗佢唔系遇见咗耶稣之后又坐喺度咩都唔做喎。
He went.
佢去啊。
He went to Damascus.
佢去咗大马士革。
He preached.
佢去讲道。
He traveled.
佢周围走。
He planted churches.
佢建立教会。
He crossed cultural boundaries.
佢过咗佢跨越咗好多一啲文化嘅界限。
And eventually these encounters would turn into missionary journeys that took him all over the world.
咁最终呢一次嘅遇见。就成為咗許多向世界各地宣教嘅旅程嘅開始。
Now some of us are called to stay where we are.
我哋當中有啲人嘅呼召就係可能要留喺原地。
Some of us are called to go.
有啲人係被呼召要走出去。
Both of those are legitimate.
呢兩個呼召都係好有意思嘅。
Neither one is more spiritual than the other.
唔係話一個比一個更加神聖定係點。
But here's what I want you to hear.
我想大家明白嘅。
that going doesn't necessarily mean becoming a lifelong missionary.
被呼召出去的意思不一定是 要成为一个毕生的宣教士。
For some people, yes.
有些人是他的呼召就是
That's exactly what God is calling them to do.
是的，可能有些人他是真的神就是呼召他成为宣教士。
But for most of us, going may look something different.
但是我们大多数人呢走出去其实可能是第二个样子。
Maybe it's a short-term mission trip.
可能就是一个短宣啦。
Maybe it's serving right here in your own city.
可能就是在你正在身处的地方去服侍。
Maybe your school.
可能是你
的学校。Your workplace.
你的工作。
Your neighborhood.
你的邻里。
Or even being involved at your church.
或者在甚至是在你的教会里参与。
What God allows you to see and experience when you're willing to go.Is to transform who you are and help you see what is on God's heart for you.
When you 愿意走出去的时候咧，神俾你见识同埋经历嘅事系将会改变你，系并且系让你明白神系点样为你预备嘅计划。
Here are some examples that you can be involved.
咁其实咧，我哋教会亦都有好多可以服侍嘅机会嘅，例如。
September 13th is Car Free Day.
9月13日的无车日。
The church will have a tent again this year, a booth set up this year.
教会呢就会好像保罗这样在外面设置一个帐篷。
We're promoting our community events as an invitation to community into our church.
我们就会向我们的街坊邻里这样介绍我们的社区活动，藉着这个活动呢，去向我们的街坊去认识我们的教会。
We would love for people here to get involved so that we can create awareness of who we are.
我哋都好希望大家可以参与其中，让我哋有机会喺一个好安全、好友善嘅环境底下，邀请社区人士去进一步认识我哋嘅教会。教会
October 3rd,
十月三号
is our annual Main Street Pumpkin Patch.
就系我哋 Main 街嘅南瓜园。
Last year we had 650 people coming through.
我们上一年就有大概650个人参加。
We're aiming for 1,000 this year.
今年我们的目标是1,000人。
We're adding new activities.
我们会加入一些的新的活动，新的元素。
That we hope will draw more people in for us to connect with.
希望可以吸引更多人来到。
You know, we're praying for good weather.
我们都祈求有好的天气。
Because we're planning to do outdoors and indoors this year.
可以運用到室內和室外的地方去進行活動。
We're also planning on adding a low sensory hour for people with supported needs.
另外，我們也計劃要加入一個低感官時段，即是給一些可能需要額外支援的一些人士可以在一個比較安靜、舒適的環境底下參與活動。
So we would love for people to get involved so that you can see who our neighbors are and create a first step into walking them into home church.
我哋都好希望大家可以参与，等我哋有机会认识我哋嘅邻舍啦，亦都可以邀请佢哋进一步认识我哋嘅教会。
October 17,
十月十七日
，We are partnering with Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
我哋同呢个葛培里紧急回应团队合作。
And to host a free Sharing Hope in Crisis workshop here at home church.
我哋教会就会举办一个免费嘅叫危机关怀工作坊。
This is a great opportunity for individuals to learn how to share hope, how to walk alongside people and loved ones going through crisis and grief.
呢个系一个好好嘅机会，让大家可以学习点样去陪伴一啲正在经历危机、失落同埋哀伤嘅人，以及佢哋嘅身边嘅亲朋戚友。
And on top of that, we would love to form a community response team. If there's everAnd we hope there isn't. But if there's ever another tragedy in our city, our church can come alongside people who are in crisis.
除此之外，我哋亦都希望建立一隊社區危機回應嘅團隊。如果我哋將來我哋呢一個城市或者社區再次發生一啲重大嘅事故或者悲劇，咁教會就可以走到受影響人士嘅身邊，為佢哋帶嚟安慰、支持同埋盼望。
So we love for people here to be involved in sharing hope in Christ.
再次，我哋都希望大家可以参与，将基督嘅呢一份盼望带俾一啲身处困难、非常需要盼望嘅人。
February 12th, Night to Shine.
明系啦，下一年嘅2月12日就系我哋嘅闪亮之夜。
We just had our first meeting. We're really excited about it. You know, it's our annual event for people with supported needs. We want to invite you to be a part of that.
我哋啱啱完成咗第一次嘅籌備會議，對於第二屆為一啲需要額外支援需要嘅人士咧，舉辦呢一個慶祝活動，咁我哋都非常之期待，非常之希望大家可以參與。
We love for people here to meet and serve a neglected people group that may never experience God's love.
我哋亦都希望大家可以參與，等你有機會認識一班有時容易被忽略嘅，但係非常。即係同樣非常之需要經歷神嘅愛嘅一班人。
And next summer，
咁下一年嘅夏季
，short-term mission trip to Costa Rica，
前往哥斯達黎加嘅短宣之旅。
First-time friendly, family-friendly, to see what God is doing in other part of the world. We'll have more information at the end of the year.
呢一次嘅旅程咧就好適合第一次參加短宣嘅人啦。或者係亦都適合一家人一同參加。如果你係想親身經歷神喺世界另外一個地方做緊嘅工作咧，我哋都好誠意咁邀請你哋去參加。咁更多嘅詳情咧，將會喺今年嘅十二月或者明年嘅一月會公布。
But with that said，
講到咁啦
，We understand that not everyone can go。
我哋都明白唔係個個人都可以去到。
That not everyone can serve at a local event, organization, or a missions trip。
可能唔係個個人都可以喺一啲咁活呢啲活動啊，或者係一啲短宣去服侍。
This is why in Philippians chapter 4 verse 10 to 20, in Paul's letter to the Philippian church.
所以我哋喺腓立比書第四章十至二十節入邊咧，保羅佢哋佢向腓立比教會嘅書信入邊，佢好誠意咁感謝佢哋對於佢嘅事工嘅慷慨同埋支持。
They weren't all traveling. You see, they weren't. Not everyone was traveling with Paul. They weren't all preaching in foreign cities, but Paul still describes them as ministry partners.
佢哋又唔係個個話跟住阿保羅走出去世界各地咁樣去宣教咁樣去講道，但係保羅仍然將佢哋視為好重要嘅喺佢嘅事工入邊好重要嘅部分。
Because their prayers, their financial support, their encouragement were all part.Of the greater mission of God.
Because their prayer, their support, 正正就是让这份事工继续下去的原因。
Consider this.
大家一起想想。
Where might God be calling you to, and what He might want you to be doing?
神正在呼召你向往哪一个地方，祂又想你做些什么？
So let's bring these three points together.
我们将这三点都连在一起。
Let's summarize really quickly.
首先，我哋就嚟總括一下。
As the worship team comes up and gets ready，
邀請敬拜隊上台。
Paul had first what God had already given him。
首先，保羅係有神已經給予佢嘅嘢。
His education。
佢嘅教育。
His training。
佢嘅受到過嘅訓練。
Second, he had where God had already placed him。
第二嘅佢就係有神將佢擺放嘅地方。
His work。
佢嘅工作。
His trade。
His
everyday life.
他的每一日。
And third, he had where God was asking him to go, his mission.
第三就是他有神有叫他去的地方，就是他的宣教事工。
And honestly, that's the same question laid out in front of every one of us this morning.
其实我们每一个人都是面对着这三个问题。
What has God already given you?
神已经提供了给你提供了什么？
Where has God already placed you?
神已经将你摆放在哪一个地方？
And where might God be asking you to go?
可能神叫緊你去邊一個地方?
Because maybe God isn't asking you to be a pastor or a missionary.
咁神可能唔係想你成為牧師嘅。
But maybe He's asking you to be a more committed Christian than you already are.
可能佢淨係要你成為一個比你而家更加虔誠嘅基督徒。
When I told my grandma that I was going to ministry, I was afraid I might have disappointed her because I was choosing a completely different life.
我同我阿嫲讲话我要成为宣教士嘅时候，我都好惊佢会对我失望，因为我选择嘅生活同佢想象中嘅会好唔一样。
But that moment taught me something.
但系呢一刻都教到我一样嘢。
Following God's call isn't always about leaving everything behind.
跟随神嘅呼召唔一定系将所有嘅事情放低。
Sometimes it's about God allowing God to take everything He's already placed in your hands and use it for His kingdom.
有时就是神将他已经给予了你的事情，而要你将这些事情为他工作。
And then watch him work through you.
等你去见证他透过你的生命而工作。
Let's recall the big idea for today.
我们回忆一下今天的核心主题。
God takes ordinary people.
神将平凡的人。
With ordinary skills.
有平凡的技能。
In ordinary places,
在平凡的地方,
in ordinary relationships,
在平凡的关系之中,
and uses them for extraordinary purposes.
而将他们发挥出非凡的作为.
The life of Paul paints this exact picture.
保罗的生活在刻画着这个信息.
In a manner that shows us that we are no different than Paul.
用一个方法来跟我们讲话，其实我们跟他是没什么大分别.
That we are ordinary people.
我们一样都是平凡的人。
That God has called to do extraordinary things.
但是神却呼召我们去做非凡的事情。
If you are willing.
若果你愿意的话。
Can you stand with me?
一起起立，站立。
Let's pray.
一起祈祷。
Father, we just thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
Lord, for the example that you've given us through Paul.
从保罗给我们，从保罗的保罗的故事中，我们都学到的东
西。That the life of Paul shows us that we are also called wherever we're at.
保罗的生命都跟我们讲话，我们在无论身处在哪个地方都是被呼召的。
That our ordinary lives aren't meant to stay ordinary.
我们平凡的生活其实是可以很非凡的。
But you have an extraordinary purpose for everyone in this room.
你俾我哋每一个人都有一个好非凡嘅计划。
No matter what life stage we're at，
无论我哋身处喺生命中嘅每一个阶段。
So show us, Lord。
主啊，你同我哋显明。
What you want us to do？
你想我哋要行嘅事。
We pray this in your name。
奉你嘅名祷告。
Amen。